Koch Network, Congress must immediately prioritize amnesty for DACA illegal aliens. By John Binder on June 16, 2021. The Koch Brothers Network of donor class organizations is lobbying Congress to immediately prioritize amnesty for millions of illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. In a statement marking the anniversary of former President Barack Obama's DACA program, allowing hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens to remain in the United States, the Koch's Libre Initiative released a statement asking lawmakers to immediately pass an amnesty. The time for Congress to act is now, full stop, the statement reads. And the only way to ensure that another 10 years don't pass us by without action on this critical issue is for lawmakers to work together on a permanent legislative solution for Dreamers. Policymakers should not look to the courts or to the executive branch for relief, but should instead immediately prioritize this issue that has broad bipartisan support from the American people. Emphasis added. In May, the Koch Network joined former President George W. Bush's coalition to lobby lawmakers to pass amnesty for illegal aliens along with other corporate interests like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Business Roundtable, the Bloomberg-funded New American Economy, the Texas Association of Business, and taxpayer-funded refugee contractors. The amnesty plan touted by the Koch Network aligns the organization with President Joe Biden's priorities on immigration. In an address to Congress months ago, Biden touted his amnesty for 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States while also urging Congress to pass two other amnesties, one for potentially 4.4 million illegal aliens and another for 2.1 million illegal aliens working on farms. A DACA amnesty would put more U.S.-born children of illegal aliens, commonly referred to as anchor babies, on federal welfare. As Breitbart News reported, while American taxpayers would be left potentially with a $26 billion bill. Additionally, about one in five DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, while at least one in seven would go on Medicaid. At the southern border, a DACA amnesty has the potential to trigger a border surge that could triple the number of illegal aliens pouring through the border. Since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 recipients of the program have been kicked off because they were found to either be criminals or gang members. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.